The Hezbollah Secretary General Sayed Hassan Nasrallah has called on all Syrians to end the year-long unrest through dialogue. Nasrallah said a political solution is the only way to prevent more bloodshed. He also rejected any foreign interference and reiterated the issue should be resolved by Syrians themselves. Syrian demonstrators have staged massive unity rallies across the country. Hundreds of thousands poured out to the streets in the capital Damascus and other Syrian cities, warning against foreign military intervention in their country. The demonstrators also voiced support for President Bashar al-Assad and his government. Afghan President Hamid Karzai has urged the U.S. to withdraw its forces from Afghanistan's villages. Karzai said all American troops should be relocated to their bases. This comes a few days after U.S. forces massacred over a dozen villagers, most of them women and children, in southern Kandahar province. India and South Korea have increased their oil imports from Iran despite U.S. pressures. This comes as oil prices maintain their high of about $125 a barrel. The hike in prices follows Iran's decision to cut crude exports to some European countries in response to EU sanctions. In Morocco, police have clashed with students holding anti-government protests in the capital Rabat. Several protesters have been injured and dozens of others arrested. The protesters are calling for a parliamentary monarchy and an end to corruption. The Arab nation has been hit by anti-government demonstrations for months. Belgium has declared Friday as a day of national mourning. This after a bus accident in Switzerland on Tuesday killed 28 people. Most of the dead were Belgian school children aged 11 or 12. The crash also left two dozen kids injured. A minute's silence will be observed for the victims across Belgium. Egypt's top prosecutor has charged 75 people with murder and negligence over a deadly football riot last month in northeast of Port Said. Nine police officers, including a major general, are among those charged. At least 74 people lost their lives in the world's worst football-related violence in 15 years. And the Argentine Senate has unanimously voted for a measure rejecting Britain's colonialist attitude over the disputed Malvinas Islands. The declaration also confirms Argentine's legitimate sovereignty over the territory. The measure was adopted ahead of the 30th anniversary of the war the two nations fought over the islands.